Listening Dog Media.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Offside Rule with Lindsay Hooper and Natasha Dowie. Promoting women's football since 2013.
There's another Offside Rule mailbag to bring you this week. Natasha Dowie is with me. We need to urge people to actually support in them. People are getting lazy. They're just sending us DMs. And I love the questions, but we want to hear from people and see people. So if you go to our social media channels, you will see, especially on X, I've given you a link where you can actually record a question. So if you would like to do that between now and the end of the season, we would love it. Go to @OffsideRulePod. We're also on Instagram and on TikTok. A few of the DMs that we've had in this week then. So Douglas in Weston-super-Mare has got the first one. He says, Linz Tash, you gave us your World 11s last week. We enjoyed doing that. And thank you very much to those of you that have had your say on them. How about your best coaches of the season? Please pick one from home and one from abroad.
That's nice. Good question. So actually, I've gone for Gareth Taylor for City because I think that he's been under a lot of stick over the last couple of seasons, especially with City finishing fourth last season, not even making Champions League spot. There was kind of a lot of talk that of him getting sacked at some point. So then I think credit to the club and the owners for having that faith. And City, to me, just are going strength by strength this season. So I'm going to have to give him a home coach of the season because I think the transformation this season has been phenomenal.
I agree that Gareth Taylor's had probably the best season he's had. And also, under so much scrutiny at the end of last season, that it really took that backing from the club for him to be able to really show that it would work out. And it goes to show, doesn't it, if you get a bit of backing, what you can go on to do. I think I've got to go with Robert Villaham at Spurs, the new kid on the block, that I think it's very difficult nowadays to come into women's football as a coach and excel straight away. But I think he's done brilliantly. He was clearly a very talented player. He's decided to coach in the women's side. I'm so grateful when people decide to do that because you can tell they've got a passion for it rather than that it's just a way to get over to the men's. And I think he'll be a coach for the future for one of the big sides. So if he doesn't make Spurs into a big side else. So Robert Villaham for my home coach. On to your away coach.
Yeah, so away coach, I really enjoy doing the pod and being able to then focus on the other leagues a lot more. And obviously having played in six different countries, Italy definitely is a league that I've been following. And I've got to go with Alessandro Spugna. You know, Juventus have just dominated the Italian league for, you know, the past kind of 6-7 years to run it. So it's like an Arsenal women's team, you know, back in the day, 10-15 years ago. You know, you never saw it changing, you know. So for him to come in and really Roma now to, they're 11 points clear. So it looks like they're going back-to-back championships, you know, to progress so far in the Champions, you know, have brought in some real top quality players. I think good on him, you know, and I think that's probably led to the sacking of Joe Montemiro at Juventus. And it's making clubs, you know, have to almost kick on and develop again. You know, I think that we were guilty of that at Liverpool, maybe in 2013-14, when won the league back-to-back. We didn't then kick on. I think that's happened with Juventus. So I think, yeah, Alessandro Spugna for me, I think it's brilliant what he's doing at Roma.
Really good one. I'm going to go into NWSL. I'm not going necessarily for a manager that's having massive success this season. I don't think you can look at Seattle Reign and say they're doing brilliantly. They're mid-table, right? But in terms of longevity, somebody that I know really well is Laura Harvey. And she was someone that I was really linking with the Chelsea job. When Emma Hayes announced that she was going to go, I thought maybe Laura Harvey, that's the sort of job that she would come back for. But I think with this US citizen status and the lifestyle she's got out there, she's clearly going to stay in the States. But what a manager she is. Some of the best players speak so highly about her. I remember Kim Little very, very early on when Laura Harvey was at Arsenal. They were working together. And I mean, she was always one of my favourite players. But Laura Harvey, she can spot talent. And she takes, like, Lily Woodham, somebody that she's taken out to Seattle Reign, isn't she? And she spots this talent very young and can nurture it. I just think she's someone, because she left England, flies a little bit under the radar when we start talking about the top coaches. And in terms of national coach jobs, you know, if Serena Wiegmann was to leave one day, I think that Laura Harvey would be a really good contender for the England job as well. So I wanted to mention her, not really for this year, but I do think that she's someone that we should mention as one of the top coaches in the world. You might know her really well as well.
Yeah, I had Laura Harvey coach me at under 23s level with England. I loved her energy. She was so enthusiastic. She was the type of coach that I would have loved to have played for at club level. You know, I came up against her many a times. I remember when she was at Arsenal, they beat us last game of the season. They came to ours and they beat us 1-0. And yeah, we've come up against her in the FA Cup final when we beat them. So we've had loads of head-to-heads, and she's been a manager that I've admired for a long, long time. And like I said, would have loved to have played under her. So yeah, that's a great shout. Definitely agree with you on that one.
Okay, we'll move on to Maria from Leeds. But thank you, Douglas, for that last one. Past internationals, everyone was fascinated by Megan Campbell's long throw. I mean, we've known about it for some time, but it is a sight to behold. What other players can Tash tell us about that had one particular good skill? You might have known this in training as well.
Yeah, look, Megan Campbell, having played with her last season at Liverpool, it's ridiculous. You know, I actually don't know how she does it. It's phenomenal. And I think probably Liverpool should have more from it. And I think when you look at the game the other day, Ireland should have. You know, it's an absolute weapon. So I probably wouldn't say anything as impressive as that. But I would say that there's two people in particular, Farrah Williams and Christine Nairn, who's an American football player that I used to play for over in Australia. Both footed, and similar to like a Marie Hurst for Liverpool at the moment, that kind of ability to be able to take corners from both sides, left foot, and then go over literally and take it exactly the same from the right hand side and have the same impact, a real threat. So I would probably say that natural ability, I haven't seen it very often, but Farrah Williams and Christine Nairn were just phenomenal. You know, absolutely game changers, technically two of the best players I've ever played with. So yeah, that would probably be my kind of skill.
I think in the current game, you've got to say Katie McCabe with the Olympico. You know, the fact that she can score from a corner, she's done that a few times, not only for Republic of Ireland, but she's done it as well for Arsenal. So I'd say her. And I think Chloe Kelly and that penalty that she takes. it's like a horse's hoof kicks the ball. Yeah. And she kicked it faster than anyone else did last year. She kicked a football faster than any of the men's sides. But the long throw from Megan Campbell is top of the tree, I think.
Absolutely.
Jess in Kingston, our fun for this week, and Katrin Berger's leaving Chelsea. Did that catch you by surprise, by the way, before I get onto the question?
Mm. Yeah. It did. It did actually, yeah. But then she wants to play and she's a great keeper and she should be playing. So I'm intrigued to see whether or not that influences Jess Carter, obviously being her partner as well. That's quite interesting whether or not then she stays or goes. And we saw she was a player of the match performer for Chelsea the other day. So that always kind of intrigues me, the kind of relationships within football and whether or not that affects their decisions. But yeah, big, great sign, obviously, over in America, but a big loss as well for Chelsea because she's a big personality.
I am going to get to the question, but you've just said something that's piqued my interest, because you'll have had that as well. You know, are you influenced? Were you ever given advice that was, you've got to go for your career, you've just got to make the decision as what's best for you as a footballer first? And was there a part of you that was thinking, but no, my life also is important and my balance of life to
to football. Yeah,
100%. I think I was really fortunate in my earlier career that I'd won a lot. So I'd won a lot at Everton, had won a lot at Liverpool. Before I was 24, I'd won the league, FA Cup, League Cup. So I think sometimes players go chasing trophies. Probably I would say the one time that I ended up leaving Liverpool and actually going with Becky to Doncaster Bells. And it's not a regret, but I wanted to be with Becky, you know, and I wanted to be with my partner and I didn't want to be away from her. So we made the move together to Doncaster Bells and it didn't work out, unfortunately. I think we only played 3 games there, a couple of months we were there, and then I ended up going to America to play. But I would probably say the latter part of my career was definitely, when I was playing in Australia, it was lifestyle, it was happiness, it definitely wasn't the best league in the world football-wise. But again, that real kind of being with my partner, you know, living that lifestyle, traveling the world, you know, I think probably for a good 6 or 7 years, that was the decision I took. It wasn't to go and win trophies. It was literally to go and explore and travel and play in as many leagues as I could. Then when I went to AC Milan, it was definitely to come back to Europe, to try and play in better leagues, to potentially win trophies, to get maybe back into the England squad, because playing abroad in Australia, Sweden, Norway, I don't think they really respected those leagues as much. But then maybe playing for an AC Milan, I thought that might catch the eye again of the England manager. And then a big 360, came back to England, really to kind of prove how I developed as a player, as a person. Yeah, I think you go through spells of your career. Definitely at the start, it was to achieve as much. But then towards the latter part of my career, it was, look, let's make the most of my career. Let's explore the world. Let's trial these different leagues. So I think I was really fortunate that I was able to do that.
Well, Ann-Kathrine Berger, we know, is going to the States, so it will be quite a distance if Jess Carter stays at Chelsea. So that's an interesting one for us to watch. Coming back to Jess's question, though, who are the best keepers that you recall facing, and who are your favourite current world keepers and why?
So I would definitely say when I played in America for the Boston Breakers, I played against...
Yeah, I wish they were Bakers. That would have been brilliant.
Yeah, Bakers. Oh, yeah, there was plenty of bakeries. Yeah, so when I played for the Boston Breakers, I played against Alyssa Nair for the Chicago Red Stars, and she's still there now. I think she's been there since 2006, you know, so she's been there for a long time. USA's number one keeper. Phenomenal keeper, real good stature about her. I think she's probably one of the only keepers in the league that I didn't score against. So I think she was definitely the toughest I came up against. And then current, I would have to say your pick, you know, Endler. I think the Lyon keeper, you know, she's just consistent. And I think consistency is the key thing. You know, so for me, I think right now she is a number one in the world.
There was a melting pot over in the States at one point of this player being not only famous in the press, but it was the bizarre personality at one point. But Hope Solo, I just thought that she was the goalkeeper that I will always remember as, I don't know, the one, you know, when I was watching and sort of, I was covering World Cups and going around. It was always Hope Solo I was desperate to see. And as a goalkeeper, I think if you've got that ability to want bums on seats to watch you, especially in the women's game, then you're doing something right. So she was a great shot stopper, wasn't she? She was very good at commanding her area. But it was the interviews, Tash, I think, is what I love the most.
Yes. And I think that's the thing. She brought more than just the 90-minute game. You know, I think it was her personality. It was almost a kind of similar style to like a Mary Earps now. Do you know that kind of, she's very dramatic, you know, she shows everything. There's no hiding her emotions. When she makes a big save, she lets you know she's made a big save. You know, it was very, you know, black and white. There was no shades of grey. You know, this is me. But yeah, 100%. Hope Solo will go down in history as probably the best keeper in world football for women's football, and a kind of period where America dominated, you know, women's football for so long.
And she dominated that box of hers. Yes, she did command that area. I think I would have been scared if I'd have been you, Tash, going up against that defence and up against her for a corner or something. Yeah. Wow. That is it for this week for the mailbag. We will return next Friday with more, and the main show as well will return. We're covering, hopefully, a Crystal Palace player will be speaking to us about getting promoted to WSL. Thank you very much, Tash, for this week.
Thank you. Loved it. Going to go back to bed now.
And we urge everyone to leave us a review if you can. Wherever you get the show, it does help others find us. Thank you very much.
The Offside Rule Mailbag. Send us your questions on social media. We're at Offside Rule Pod. Sports Social Podcast Network.